This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Latino groups rallied at the state capitol this week to highlight their legislative priorities. CPR's Benta Berkland reports those include affordable housing and cleaner air and water.
One measure these groups want to see pass would allow local communities to control rents. Another in the works would create a water testing program for mobile home parks. They're also backing a bill to require certain parts of the state to provide emergency alerts in Spanish and live interpretation during a 911 call. On a bigger scale, Latino advocates say they want more homes in the state of all prices and types, and to see development prioritize helping people live closer to where they work. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
State regulators say banks in Colorado are in a solid position, but people who want to know more about their bank's vulnerability can take specific steps. Economist Tatiana Bailey recommends consumers look at their bank's online annual reports.
And then go to your bank and ask the question, how much money has been taken out of your bank recently? What proportion of your total capital, your total assets, do you have as cash on hand?
Coloradans who could save money on their taxes may soon get a text message from the state offering free guidance. The reminders will go out to people who qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit, which includes people who earn up to $65,000 a year. The state will also text parents who earn that much and have children under 16. Those families may qualify for the Child Tax Credit. The messages start going out this week. Voters in Denver are choosing the city's next mayor. Candidate Kelly Bruff is in a relationship with a lobbyist that could pose conflicts if she's elected.
When I was trying to decide if I would run or not, David had said to me, I won't do any business with the city. I won't represent anyone doing business with the city to remove any conflict.
We'll hear more from the candidate and about this relationship in about 15 minutes as Morning Edition continues here on CPR News.